Play God or Obey God. Written by Roderick C. Meredith, read by Chris Leonard. The Supreme Court rules against God. In America, our political and even judicial leaders often look for guidance about big problems almost everywhere else except consulting the Holy Bible, the inspired Word of God. Yet, we claim to be a Christian nation. We have on our coins and bills, "In God We Trust." Sadly, instead of obeying God, rebellious human beings seem ever more intent on playing God, taking upon themselves the judgment of what is right and what is wrong. The Bible itself tells us through Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, in Luke 4, verse 4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The Bible is often referred to as the mind of God in print, for it is the big picture principles of the way God thinks, the way the Creator thinks. That is why Jesus Christ told us to live by every word of God. Overturning millennia of history. In the discussion of the same-sex marriage issue recently before the Supreme Court, one of the justices began his comments by discussing the rituals of the Kalari people, an African tribe descended from an ancient lineage who never recognized same-sex unions as a form of marriage. His point was that marriage had, until recently, always been tied to childbearing. "This definition has been with us for millennia," he told Mary Bonato, the attorney for same-sex couples, "and it's very difficult for the court to say, 'Oh, well, we know better.'" That's from Time magazine, May 11, 2015. In the discussion of the same-sex marriage issue recently before the Supreme Court, one of the justices began his comments by, quote, "discussing the rituals of the Kalari people, an African tribe descended from an ancient lineage who never recognized same-sex unions as a form of marriage." His point was that marriage had, until recently, always been tied to childbearing. "This definition has been with us for millennia," he told Mary Bonato, the attorney for same-sex couples, "and it's very difficult for the court to say, 'Oh, well, we know better.'" End quote. That's from Time magazine, May 11, 2015. Yet, that is exactly what the Supreme Court has essentially done. They have tried to overrule some 6,000 years of human history, overrule the whole concept that marriage is about child-rearing and family. They are even trying to overrule the Supreme Court of Heaven, Almighty God Himself. What on earth do they think they are doing? And why do they refuse to consult the one who instituted marriage in the first place, Almighty God? Why will they never consult the Bible, the inspired word of the one true God, which gives us instruction on every basic topic affecting our relations with God and one another? Why is the Bible nearly always left out in such discussions? What have we, as a purporting Christian nation, actually come to when most people refuse to even consider what the Bible says? Meanwhile, what happened to the Bible? Many of you probably realize that the Bible has been under an absolute assault for the last several decades. Liberals, communists, and secular humanists have squirmed their way into leadership positions in many of the mainstream Protestant churches and even the seminaries. They bring in a concept that you cannot be sure of what the Bible actually says. You cannot be sure that the manuscript the Bible is based upon was inspired by God. You cannot be sure of this or that. So, they say, let's just let human reason decide. This is the concept of the secularist approach, of people who do not have the fear of God or any deep respect for the Word of God. Think, what has always happened to any nation that has turned away from God and the laws of God? Many historians recognize that ancient Greece, which permitted homosexuality and other abominable practices to exist, went down the tubes, quote-unquote, as a result of its moral decay, which led to further decay, such that it is no longer a power in the world or example to other nations. They recognized the same about Rome, when in various areas the ancient Romans upheld standards of morality that corresponded in many ways to God's laws and statutes. In those areas, they tended to be blessed. Certainly, though, the more that certain Roman leaders and philosophers took to increasingly vile practices of violence and murder and sexual perversion, the further down the Roman Empire descended, leading to the eventual fall of Rome by 476 AD. Describing the professing wise men and philosophers in his day, the Apostle Paul states, in Romans 1, verse 24 through 28, "Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting." Mankind's rebellious ways led to confusion and eventual destruction. Yet God's ways work. The inspired word of God tells us clearly, "Even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. How can you say, 'We are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us'? Look, the false pen of the scribe certainly works falsehood. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Therefore I will give their wives to others, and their fields to those who will inherit them. Because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." Jeremiah 8, verses 7 through 11. Biblical scholars tell us that in this scripture passage, where it states that these false teachers have healed God's people slightly, that this word actually means superficially. Yes, sometimes the mainstream ministers, who are often sincere do-gooders, do help temporarily, but their human solution is only superficial, for they do not go back to the root problem, the fact that humans must actually do what God says and follow the Bible, not human reasoning. God's powerful warnings. Almighty God told our forefathers in ancient Israel, "But if you do not obey me, and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you." Leviticus 26, verses 14 through 17. As America turned further and further away from God, we did have the experience of 9/11. Our twin towers were destroyed and our Pentagon's structure was breached through terror. Terrorism. Because of what happened in the early stages of the homosexual movement, we have had a tremendous increase in wasting disease and fever, increasing incidence of AIDS, which is one of the most horrible and debilitating diseases affecting the entire world. Because of all these things, our nation is going to experience the other punishments described in Leviticus 26, including drought, famine, disease epidemics, and finally, national captivity on a scale never experienced in modern history. If you, my friends, are willing to study and to prove what is really involved in all this, please call us or write today for a free copy of our powerful booklet entitled "The Bible, Fact or Fiction." Then begin to really prove to yourself that the Bible is truly the very Word of God as it claims to be. For the Bible makes very clear the opinion of the Creator God about same-sex marriage and many other issues. In answering a question about the right of people to divorce each other, Jesus Christ answered, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. The entire reason for marriage was that the Creator God made us male and female so that we could have family and we could have children. Homosexual couples cannot produce children of and by themselves. I hope everyone can figure that out. God's purpose for marriage. At the very beginning, your Bible tells us, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Genesis 1, verses 27 and 28. At first God created only the man. And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Genesis 2, verse 18. So the woman was created to be a helper for the man, to be his companion, to enlarge his horizons physically, mentally, and emotionally. And obviously, when you look at the big picture, you'll see that this helpmate is what makes possible the creation of the entire family structure. For God calls himself Father in the New Testament, and he intends to build his family and make us his full sons. We learn this through the institution of the human family. Men and women learn to submit to one another, forgive each other, care for each other, and love each other in a special way. This, the Bible tells us, in a number of ways, pictures the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church. The inspired Word of God tells us, Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 25. If two men, quote-unquote, marry each other, which one is going to bear the children? Will one pretend to bring the feminine qualities into the relationship? Or will they admit there is no masculine-feminine partnership or bond in their marriage? If they adopt children, will those children ever have the example of a man being a man and a woman being a woman? Already, even in marriages between men and women, Satan has launched an attack on the very idea of husband and wife, each with distinct gender roles and duties to complement one another in family relationship. Now, with same-sex marriage, it is as if everything is up for grabs. Can any long-term good come from this rebellion against long-standing social and biological realities? No way. For all the lessons of marriage, of building a family together, of natural love and submitting to one another in the various roles that God has intended, all of this is lost in the strange relationships that people are now trying to imagine as marriages between two people of the same sex. This is truly perverting the entire purpose of God making us male and female in the first place. Over decades to come, if we allow this destruction of the normal family to occur, it would tear to pieces any society in which it is practiced. That, of course, is one reason that Jesus Christ must come back to this earth to save mankind from itself. For we are now on the verge of more and more sex change operations being performed so human beings can try to be something they are not intended to be. Even the very idea of gender is under attack by confused, misguided people who think they can decide to be male one day and female the next, and in between some other time. What nonsense! And if you think same-sex marriage is the last of it, think again. For as we, particularly in the American and British descended nations, totally turn away from Almighty God and His Word, degrading ourselves by going wholesale into polygamy, polyandry, and finally group marriages, then no doubt bestiality at the end, God will not be mocked. He will begin to intervene in a way he has not done for thousands of years. For, my friends, we really are at the very time of the end foretold numerous places in your Bible. Now more than ever, it seems that Satan wants to confuse mankind and blot out the very basic human-family relationship, the same relationship on which our destiny is predicated as actual sons of God the Father, into whose family true Christians are destined to be resurrected. Galatians 4, verse 5, and Ephesians 1, verse 5. Yes, true Christians will become real sons of the God kind, not just some adopted other kind like sheep or goats. For this is what your Bible really teaches, and is what Satan wants you to forget or even to deny. Speaking specifically to the ancestors of today's American and British descended peoples, God warned in Hosea 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." Because our people have not been taught the law of our Creator, they have turned aside into every form of perversion. The ministers of this world have not taught them the deep respect they should have for Him and for His 10 great laws, the 10 commandments. In this magazine, we constantly explain, expound, and reinforce the concept of truly obeying the 10 commandments and living by every word of God, not through our own human will, but with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit that lets us develop the very mind of God in all we think, say, and do. It is the mind of God, not of man, that has the ultimate answers. Satan wants each of us to think that we know better than the God who created us. So falling for his snares, humankind is trying to play God in defiance of the Creator, the God of the Bible. In every way, this will lead to destruction, the dashing of hopes and joy for human beings, the destruction of any society that permits this, and the ultimate destruction or cosmicide if mankind were allowed to continue on with its own ideas. For the word of Almighty God tells us clearly in Proverbs 14, verse 12, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." I hope and pray that all of you subscribers to Tomorrow's World will begin to prove that the basic truths of the Bible are genuine truth, that they are to be followed and obeyed not only individually, but by any society that intends to continue. May God help each of you to start studying the inspired Word of God and learn to feed on Christ, as it says in John 6, verse 57. And drink in of the mind of God and learn to think as God thinks. Then you will be able to fulfill the purpose for which you were created in the first place. May God help you to wake up, to come out of this modern Babylon. Revelation 18, verse 4. And to fulfill the purpose for which God created every human being made in His image. May we suggest, what is a true Christian? Will you resist the secular, anti-God movement that is sweeping across our world? Request a free printed booklet from the regional office nearest you or order at tomorrowsworld.org. PDF, EPUB, and Kindle are also available, as well as audio CD upon your special request.